Belafonte was the soloist in that recording of Try to Remember. It was written by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones, not the singer Tom Jones, the lyric writer Tom Jones, for a 1960 New York show called The Fantastics.
Make with the gravy. Make with the shortcake. 'Cause Benny's coming home on Saturday. Make with the clean sheets. Make with the soft bed. Make with the hot bath. 'Cause Benny's coming home on Saturday. Omit the beans, cancel the hash. 'Cause Benny had a plenty of that. Delete the spam, evade the stew. Benny may be skinny, but he's gonna be fat. Call up the girlfriends. Make with the party. Spread with the good news. 'Cause Benny's coming home on Saturday.
She whined and dined on Mulligan's stew and never wished for turkey, as she hitched and hiked and grifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, she missed the Bozarts ball, and what is twice as sad, she was never at a party where they honored Noah Cad. But social circles spin too fast to see a hobohemia is the place to be. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater but never comes late. She never bothers with people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. She won't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, it's oak. She hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, it's oak, hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That was Tony Bennett, of course. The Lady is a Tramp, written by Lorenz Hart and Richard Rodgers. In 1937, the recording in which Tony Bennett was made was about 1992, I think it was.
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And James Durante's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. Get my fill. And James Durante's looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. I like it. I like it. How about you?
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, How About You, written in 1942 for a show called Babes on Broadway by Burton Lane and Ralph Freed. How About You with Mr. Sinatra.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Must fall, but someday shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts into each life. Some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life, some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff is falling into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. And I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
That was Ella Fitzgerald with the Ink Spots, a recording made in the early 40s, I think. The Ink Spots. Into each heart, some rain must fall. I think we'll be playing another Ella Fitzgerald fairly soon. If it ain't got that swing. That's a song written by Duke Ellington. That was a recording you heard from Frank Coughlin's Trocadero Ballroom Orchestra, and the vocalist was Barbara James, made in 1937. I like that so much, I'm going to play another one. There's another recording by one of Frank Coughlin's groups, his small group known as the Cheddar Five, and the name of the tune was Skip It. Time for me to play a recording by my singer of renown for this week, and it's a notable singer. It's Ella Fitzgerald, and how appropriate to remember that this day in 1959, the American record industry made its first Grammy Awards, and two of them went to Ella Fitzgerald in two different categories.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you're standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a play, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you.
Cole Porter wrote "I Get a Kick Out of You" in the 1930s. Ella Fitzgerald sang it with Buddy Bregman's orchestra in 1956.
As I walk home on a summer night, when stars and heaven are shining bright, far away from the footlights glare, into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Born from afar in a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance on the calm air, came floating dawn. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the corn and clarinet and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute and euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard it bustling and prancing, and then I saw the whole village was dancing. In and out of the houses they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, in that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl by the waist and had
married her off in tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. And there was the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass, drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. I felt so lonely standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me. Lonely I should have to be in that quaint old Cornish hall. When suddenly hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain, with outstretched hands I rushed along and carried her into that merry throng, and fiddle and all went dancing at dancing there, gigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town. Hurrah for the Cornish Floral Dance.
The British songwriter Katie Moss wrote The Floral Dance in 1911. The Australian baritone Peter Dawson recorded it in the 1920s.
A young maiden climbed an old man's knee, begged for a story, do uncle please. Why are you single? Why live alone? Have you no babies? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart years, years ago. Where is she now, pet? You will soon know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I believed her faithless after the war.
After the war is over, after the break of morn,
after the dancers leaving, after the stars are gone,
the sun of many a heart is aching. If you could read them all,
many the hopes that have vanished
after the war.
Long years have passed, child, I have never wed. True to my lost love, though she is dead. She tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, pleadings were vain. One day a letter came from that man. He was her brother, the letter ran. That's why I'm lonely, no home at all. I broke her heart, pet, after the ball.
After the ball is over, after the break of morn,
after the dancers leaving, after the stars. stars are gone.
The stars are gone. Many a heart is aching. If you could read them all.
Many the hopes that have vanished
are
After the Ball. That was a sad song, wasn't it? Written by the American composer Charles Harris in 1892, recorded by Gerald Adams in 1930.
Oh, I see.
Renowned soprano Helen Traubel sang the Merry Widow Waltz, I Love You So, written by Franz Leha for the operetta Merry Widow.
Blue Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. So I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. fresh eyes will wait for me. Blue Spanish eyes, prettiest eyes in all of Mexico. True Spanish eyes, please smile for me once more before I go. Soon I will return, bringing you all the love your heart can
Spanish Eyes, a hit on our charts in 1965. That was sung by Engelbert Humperdinck, but the record that was most successful in Australia of Spanish Eyes was by Al Martino.
So no one can intrude. I feel romantic and the record changes automatic, baby. Sweetheart, we've hurried through our dinner, hurried through the dance, left before the picture show was through. Why did we hurry through the dinner, hurry through the dance, to leave some time for this, to hug a hug and kiss a kiss. Now take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie. I've got some kisses here, let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable, baby. Picture show was through. Why did we hurry through the dinner, hurry through the dance, to leave some time for this, to hug a hug and kiss a kiss. Now take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie. I've got some kisses here, let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable, baby. Make yourself comfortable, baby.
Didn't I say?
Didn't you say?
Didn't we say?
Didn't who say?
didn't you say you were off to China? Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, and didn't you just board an ocean liner? Fancy meeting you here. Didn't we agree that our affair was too frantic? And we both feel good divided by the wide Atlantic.
Weren't you yachting off the Riviera?
With Onassis.
Fancy meeting you here.
Was it jolly roaming the Sahara?
Dry but laughs.
Fancy meeting you here. If you don't think I have missed your loving, let's get this clear, dear. I just think it's fancy meeting you right here.
Did you say that you enjoyed Alaska?
Loved it, loved it. Did I get a note from Madagascar?
Wrote it.
You're a good girl. A clean break. But love has sure affected both our senses of directions. Say, tell me something. How did you ever lose that wealthy, that big fat Persian?
'Twasn't easy.
Fancy meeting you here.
Did you take that African excursion?
I blew it.
Yeah? For the local zoo here.
If you don't think it's a kick to see ya, let's get this clear, dear. From the way my heart is wildly beating,
what we had is more than worth repeating.
My arm, girl,
and it's more than fancy meeting you right here.
So hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, you and I.
Margaret Whiting sang Moonlight in Vermont, Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, Fancy Meeting You Here, and Sarah Vaughan, Make Yourself Comfortable. Just about time for me to say au revoir for a week. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and of course I'll be back with Monday Morning Music in 1 week's time.